never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time.
A poet identifies themselves through their poetry. They capture images, thoughts, and ideas and transform them into words that can be spread throughout time. A poet's words are their exhibits or showcases to be displayed for everyone to see. Our feelings and emotions are part of our personality. These traits make us human. Poets take fragments of themselves and express it through words every time they write a new poem. Through poetry, others are able to see through the perspective of the poet. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, 1 hour of spiritual spoken word. This poem is called The Call of an Angel. Our lives first start out as a cell. Soon we excel, learning to break free out of our shell. Like a seed transforming into a flower, God will empower and my soul will tower with this love that will shower me. This life is only temporary. Our body acts as a cocoon, allowing our soul to eventually bloom, like a rose opening its petals in the middle of the afternoon. As we live our lives, we seek temporary pleasure, and finding God for me was like finding a hidden treasure. All of the pain from the past hurts quite a bit. If we don't let go, then we become imprisoned by it. The call of an angel whispers in my ear, providing the type of peace that diminishes all my fears. Death is never really the end, as our souls blossom from our bodies and begin to transcend. The call of an angel, so peaceful and serene, its voice echoes in the most distant part of my dream. As the sky opens, here comes an angel and a disciple. Soon after, rains down God's army led by St. Michael. The battle cry starts, a biblical war, as the archangels come down from heaven and begin to soar. The call of an angel takes away my breath. The call of an angel gets louder after death. My entire life, I felt like I'm from the outside looking in, like a feather from an eagle being blown around mercilessly in a wind. There is no angel that's gonna save me until my soul sheds my skin and starts my new journey. With God, I always win, and his love guides me to a new dimension. The call of an angel, so loud and clear, I can hear them whisper in my ear. Every time my ear picks up an angel sound, it reminds me that God is always around. The winds of life still continue to blow, and the scars from time continue to grow, but it's only through God that I'm able to let it all go. The call of an angel falls down upon me. It's the sound of God's love and feeling his mercy. Long after my presence here is gone, like a star, my soul will shine on. Like a call from an angel, my message still will remain strong. This next poem is a love poem. Before I take us out to a break, I always like to do a little love poem for all the single ladies out there. And this poem is called Can You Love Me Forever? And if you speak Spanish, I got a couple lines in Spanish, so you probably appreciate it a little bit more if you speak Spanish, because you'll understand what the meaning of it. And it's only like 2 lines in Spanish, and it's called Can You Love Me Forever? When everything in my life is gone, will a sparkle from your love still shine on? We've been through a lot, I have to say, but I continue to love you every single day. My love for you will never cease to exist, and being you with you is my last final wish. Can you love me the same way I love you? Will our love still be strong no matter what we both go through? Can you love me forever, even if I'm not capable of loving you back? When my heart drifts away, can you keep it on track? The spark from our love will always shine on. Tu amor es la medicina por mi corazón. Love can be complicated if we let our emotions take control. Love just doesn't come from the heart. It comes straight from the soul. Love is a bond that can never be shattered. And being in your arms is the only thing that ever matters. Love can hit your heart like a lightning rod. And the love I share with you is the same love I share for God. If I had one wish, this is what it would be: to be engulfed in your love for eternity. No matter what happens or what we go through, unconditionally, I will always love you. The foundation of our love gets stronger with time as we both dodge the bullets along the line. I can remember our very first date. When I first saw you, I knew it was fate. Can you love me forever, or am I asking too much? My heart feels so warm with your soft, healing touch. Your love is like a pot of gold washing up on the shore. I can love you in ways no man has ever loved you before. Love is a bond that goes beyond fate, and it still transcends as we both reincarnate. Can you love me forever, or am I just wasting my time? They say true love makes you blind. Love is based on mutual attraction, and no matter what, you can't ever force it to happen. If you love someone, they must love you back, or the rules of love get thrown way off track. Your love lifted my dead heart from off the floor. I want you to know yo necesito tu amor. From the highest mountain peaks to the most desolate part of the sea, in your arms is heaven, and that is where I want to be. I get on my knees and pray that God will put a girl like you in my life one day. Listen to me, because every word is true. Can you love me forever the same way I love you? My name is Gilbert Sines. We are live from Orlando, Florida. This is Spiritually Reincarnated, Reincarnated, 1 hour of spiritual spoken word. I want you to know I got an album out called The Heart of a God. I got three tracks available right now, so go check it out. Check me out. My video is on YouTube and Facebook. I got close to 25,000 views on Facebook, so go check out my video on Facebook. Put in Gilbert Sines Poetry, my last name, S-A-E-N-Z, Poetry. And this is one of the tracks I have on my album, and I'll see you on the backside. Gods are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. Gods can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day, how can we not need a Savior to take them all away?
The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on, growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good, temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine, let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
I'm outside. Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm in the Buick.
I don't see a Buick.
Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
Hey, what's up? This is your boy, Gilbert Sines, a poet and host and author of Spiritually Reincarnated. I'm here to all you entrepreneurs, all you big ballers out there. You want to take your business to the next level and really start making that big money? Give me a call. We got other big name advertisers advertising with shows. We got the latest on sports. You know, we got everything here. We got marriage counseling. We got all types. We got spoken word, like Spiritually Reincarnated. So you can come advertise with us. Let me help take your business to the next level. Give us a call. Our number is 866-543-1875. Again, 866-543-1875, extension 700. Or you can go visit us on our website at www.nhisg101.com. Again, for advertisement, go to www.nhisg101.com. Be a part of our family. Be a part of other big name advertiser. Just be a part of it. Make some money from it. Give us a call and we can help you out. We'll be back with more show right after this.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Renetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
Love your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it, love it.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 Radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports Talk Radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Gilbert Sign. This is Spiritually Reincarnated, live from Orlando, Florida. I never had it so good. Sports Media Network. We are here every Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. And I invite you to go check me out. I have a video on YouTube and Facebook, and you can contact me through there. So go to Facebook, Gilbert Sign's Poetry, S-A-E-N-Z, my last name. And you can check us out and check out the show there. And you know what? Everybody always has something that's near and dear to them. This is my very first love poem that I ever written before I started writing love poems. This is the very first one. And, okay, I'm wearing my glasses. That's why I can't find them. And, well, actually, I don't even need them because I got this poem memorized. But this is my very first love poem I wrote. And I was a student back in the University of Central Florida. Yeah, go Knights. And I was trying to get my four-year degree in psychology, I believe. I earned my bachelor's from there, so I'm an alumni from there. And before I went to graduate school, I went there and I got my four-year degree there. And I wrote this poem there. And this is the very, very first love poem I ever written. It's in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated, that's out on eBay or Googled it up or Barnes & Noble's, whatever. This poem is my very first love poem, and it's called What is Love? There are so many different definitions of love, but which ones are correct? I believe that they are all accurate in some sense because there are many different types of love. I came to the conclusion that love is way too complicated to be described by just one simple definition. Our brain is only wired to understand and comprehend a limited amount of information. As human beings, we tend to rearrange information into familiar categories into our minds in order for us to understand them. The more information we learn only leads to more questions as we come to realize just how little we actually know. To me, love is a special mental, emotional, and spiritual bond that connects two souls. This is just a broad definition, but do we know the true meaning of love, or is it just an illusion? I call this poem, What is Love? What is love? I haven't a clue, but I feel it every time I look at you. Love without trust is nothing but lust, burnt by the fire and turned into dust. I love God and you as a friend, for love that will never end. Love is a spiritual love, is a is a connection of souls on different planes, and searching for it will make you insane. Love is an emotion, feeling, and bond that will still be around even when we are gone. Does it come from the heart? Does it come from the soul? Or is it something much deeper we cannot control? Been searching my entire life and treated like dirt. Every time I think I found it, I only get hurt. Through the aches, pains, and times I spend, only get my heart broken in the end. What is love, and why is it so hard to find? Some keep on searching till the end of time. Love may be in front of your eyes, blinded by passion, lust, and lies. I will give you everything, including my pride. The day you left my life is the day I died. The love of my God will always live on, even at times when I think it's gone. There's something you should know, and I swear it's true. My heart can't help falling in love with you. That was my very first love poem. I know I messed up a little bit. It's been a while since I said it. And you know what? I have my book open, Spiritually Reincarnated. So these have my earlier poems before I kind of evolved. And I'm just going to pick one out here. And this one is called The Truth. I wrote it, I don't know when, just years ago. This is, this was written years ago. And it's called The Truth. This is one of my early poems. It's in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated. Here today, yet gone tomorrow. Is this the end of all my pain and sorrow? Never thought that I would leave this way. Never could imagine just throwing it all away. Some people struggle, yet others succeed. We are all prisoners waiting to be free. Time and trapped in between space. We live to die. It's just one big race. Why are we here? Is there anything to fear? It's kind of like looking back in my rearview mirror. What have I done? Can't take it back. I feel like a pebble falling through the crack. Life is hard, and then you die. Don't waste time trying to figure out why. Every living thing will come to an end. This is something we all must comprehend. Don't waste one moment being fake. Learn to love and not to hate. Is this really the end? Am I really free? Or is it just the beginning of eternity? I look back at my life and realize the time I wasted trying to be loved rather than hated. Like a big black hole floating in space. I've done many things that my thoughts can erase. Learn to love so you can rise above. These are the things that dreams are made of. Never alone and separated from the rest. It seems that life is nothing but a big test. The innocence I once had was taken away. I never wanted to leave, yet it could not stay. I live my life like a raindrop in a storm. I'm free from my past like I've been reborn. Spent my entire life searching for a far better place, just to have it all blown up in my face. I live my life stuck to a fence. There were times things just didn't make any sense. I can see it now. The picture is clear. It was just an illusion. There's nothing to fear. I felt my life has been misunderstood. Can't take it back. I sure wish I could. And this next poem, I'm going to do one more from my book, and I'm just kind of looking at the poems, seeing, I see a couple here. You know what? This poem doesn't rhyme. It's called Spiritually Reincarnated. This started the whole thing. This is the first poem that started the book. This poem has three different spiritually reincarnated. Part one was before I found God. Part two was when I found God. and part three was after I found God, and this was when I was searching for God, and it's called Spiritually Reincarnating. Life is a mystery, not meaning to be solved, because when you figure out, maybe it's not worth living. Life is a learning process that never ends. It is full of surprises and new discoveries. What bonds us together also tears us apart. For example, the belief in God unites us, but how we go about worshiping Him divides us. Differences leads to misunderstandings, which leads to prejudice that ends in hate. The path to success and self-fulfillment is a long one. The journey is far greater than the destination. In order to be loved, we must love. In order to be forgiven, we must forgive. In order to be successful, we must fail. The key to success is right under our nose. We must not be blinded by fear in order to see it. All of us have potential, and that is all we need in order to achieve self-fulfillment. Learning to tap into that potential is the key to success. Every interior success is just an illusion. The real success is the happiness that we find within ourselves. We must spread our wings before we learn to fly. I've been searching for God all my life, but do I really know what I'm searching for? The answer is no, I do not, but I will know when I find it. That poem is called Spiritually Reincarnated. Kind of started my search to God, kind of how this whole thing got started. I'm gonna do a couple more poems here. I just had a little accident here in the studio. I'm still on, so we're still good. I'm gonna do a couple more poems here. I'm gonna do my next poem is called. Since we're talking about, we're kind of spiritual here and everything, this next poem is the most recent one, and the poem is a dream-based poem, I guess you could say, and it's called My Journey Through Hell. This is what I experienced. This is what I saw. I've had many, you know, experiences. Some of them inspired me to write poems, including this one's more of a dark one. So this is a dark poem, and it's called My Journey Through Hell. This is my journey through hell, the place where the angels fell, and all around demons dwell. Dark and hot ashes sprinkle through the air. The heat is so intense that it strips your soul bare. There are fires burning around in every place. It's that space where souls must atone for the sins that they face. When in hell, I saw souls in trouble as their flesh burned off their bones and began to bubble. My journey through hell, it felt so desperate and alone, constantly trying to get back to God's kingdom. The force of the wind as it blows sin in your face, and all you hear are screams echoing from every different place. A man of God, I thought I had nothing to fear, but his presence is nowhere to be found in here. I stumbled on this path, I tripped and fell, and that began my journey through hell. It's kind of like walking on an empty eggshell, praying that God will help me prevail. I encountered a demon with a ram-like head, and everything he touched turned dark and dead. He showed me the lake of fire with desperate drowning souls, with demons hitting their heads with sharp dagger-like poles. The demon took me to the edge of the lake and pushed me in. But Jesus died for every sin as he raised my soul to a higher dimension. When Jesus took me to heaven, I saw God at the gate, and through his son, I accepted my faith. Hell is a place where God's presence disappears, and the dark angels attack in three, surviving off our fears. I had to journey through hell because God showed me it's real. And if we continue our ways, it's our soul the devil will steal. The gates of hell lie dormant, searching for a new soul to torment. A lower dimension where God is nowhere to be found. Buried deep beneath darkness, way underground. Hate and torture feed this dimension, and keeping your soul there is the devil's intention. My journey through hell, the day I fell from God's grace into a dark, unsettling place. Agony and pain ignite the flame inside this lower spiritual plane. I can hear the cries when I close my eyes. We must not be fooled by the devil's lies. I lay my witness to the fate that will await those that participate in this madness that we create. Every day we live in sin, but when you sell your soul to the devil, he will always win. Through Jesus Christ's body, he had to sacrifice. Now my soul is protected as I live my life. My journey through hell seems endlessly, but the Holy Spirit's light lives inside of me, protecting my soul for eternity. My name is Gilbert Sides. This is Spiritually Reincarnated, and I got to get a drink of water after that one because I got another poem coming up that's kind of intense. You know, I want to give a shout out if you lost anybody close to you. And you know what? Sometimes I know people exaggerate when they lose like a dog or cat or real close pet or something. But you know what? It does hurt because, you know, you're close to that life, you know, you're close to it. And, you know, it hurts sometimes when maybe that person or that animal or something's gone. And all we have is yesterday to remember them by in their memories. And that's what this poem is called. It's called Buried Beneath Yesterday. I'm going to take a drink of water, pull my glasses, and read this poem called Buried Beneath Yesterday. Buried beneath yesterday, on my palms stray, on the memories that display, on the ones that passed away. It's like my heart is stuck in the past, as the pain from losing you still will last, as it seems like time has passed so fast. Some souls left this earth way too soon, as I look up at the night sky and see their soul's reflection off the moon. New people enter our lives as others go. What faith has in store for us, control. Some of us get stuck inside our memories, but time is a breeze that knocks us down like trees. Every time we die, another light in the sky. A new angel gets its wings in heaven and learns how to fly. Buried beneath yesterday, all my secrets lay, hidden away, so I pray to put my mind at ease, trying to cope with these bad memories. Everything in my life will change. It will rearrange into something new and strange. Buried beneath yesterday, a star lights up the sky, because the legends from yesterday will never die. I want so bad to get away and go back to yesterday and just stay. Buried beneath yesterday, I get stuck in the past, and it seems like time passes by way too fast. The flame of our soul will always shine on. Yesterday is gone, but the precious memories will never be forgotten. The screams from yesterday hit me deep, causing me to lose sleep. Some things in my past are just not complete. Life is just like one big show. New actors come and old ones go, but we are all just props in this vast energy flow. Life is just one celebration, a spiritual transformation of your soul's elevation to its final destination. Buried beneath yesterday, the voices fade away with every passing day. The past is a place where we cannot stay. I remember yesterday because it's in my favorite hideaway. as I hit replay in my head and pay my final respect to the dead. Why did you have to go? I just don't know. The empty void you left behind will continue to grow. I'm buried beneath yesterday, but I guess that's the price we pay for living. Time can be so unfair. Buried beneath yesterday, I tried to carry on, but it's just not the same now that you are gone. Buried beneath yesterday, all my problems hang in a stack. As I said some things to you that I wish I could take back. Why do we have to die? I have no clue, but I cherish every moment I spent with you. The innocence ingrained deep in yesterday is there to stay, but all of God's grace will never go away beyond the reminiscences buried beneath yesterday. Oh, man, okay, that poem is called Buried Beneath Yesterday. Let's see, we got 7:37. So I'll tell you what, let's do another poem before we head out to my last commercial break. And, we'll, of course, we come back to end the show. Let's do another poem. Here is Poetry Is Not Dead, and you bet it's not, because it's here every Saturday night on NHISG Network. Poetry Is Not Dead, Gilbert Sines.
Poetry is not dead. As long as poems continue to be read from the creativity parts of a poet's head, poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poetry's words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote, as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see. It's the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. Still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we made along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead, and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio. The best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7. The world's best radio station.
Reincarnated love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, she was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate, I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on. Like smoke rising up from a burning fire, the irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin. The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience, she takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate, it will never go away.
The true talent of a poet is the ability to recapture time, which includes all the feelings and emotions, and express it through carefully crafted and selected words that provide a platform for future generations to relive. Poetry manipulates the essence of time through words. Poets are like artists that sculpture and craft words designed to reincarnate time. Poets use words as a platform to capture time and use those words to deliver messages to future generations. Poets die behind their words that inspire others to come up with new ideas based on the ideologies left behind by prior generations. That is Gilbert Stein's Spiritually Reincarnated to that place. That book is not yet out, but it's going to be out soon. I'll let you know more details about that. I also been busy. I wrote a novel called Struggles of a Broken Heart. It has 12 poems, and those poems, it's a 12 chapter novel of a story, and those It has 12 poems that basically every chapter tells the theme of that poem. Every chapter tells the theme of that poem. So, so you could go check it out. I'm not doing any of those poems this week. I'll save it for next week. Probably do a couple poems from that place as well next week. But this poem that I want to do, share for you guys tonight, because I got a special love one I want to do for the ladies. And I want to make sure you guys know where to check me out. I'm only here Saturdays for 1 hour. If you want to keep up with me, know what I've been doing. I write books. I write poems. I write it all. You could go to Gilbert Signs Poetry again on Facebook and YouTube. Go to Facebook, please. I got 24,400 views on my video. I want to get 25K over, so help me out with that if you can. Support my work. And this goes out to, I want to say all you renegades out there. You know what this goes out? If you live your life, you're happy, and you don't live by other people's term. You're not scared to be who you are. You're not scared to be what you are. You can walk down the street with your head propped up in the air. And this poem is called Authenticity. Walk your own path and don't ever follow. Don't be stuck in yesterday and live only for tomorrow. Sometimes in life, it's your pride you must swallow. The deep waters in life will eventually be swallowed. To walk your own path, sometimes you have to quiet as a mouse, or you can follow the herd of sheep into the slaughterhouse. To be a true leader, you cannot just follow the pack. Keep walking alone, even if no one else has your back. Sometimes walking alone means you're going the right way. But with your words and actions comes a price to pay. Don't be like a lost sheep and just stray. If there's an obstacle on your path, then find a better way. Most people in life cannot appreciate the too great or qualities of their traits until it's too late. They will try to suffocate the quality of your fate, because their pride and insecurity is rooted in hate. To be a leader, you should not have to prove it to anyone. Your true image will appear in the outcome. A true leader can't afford to be blind. One must gain from the lessons that they learn in time and continue to move forward, or they will get stuck left behind. To be a great leader, you must be comfortable in what you are, and let your dreams guide your soul and take you so far. The path you follow is one chosen for you, and God will provide you strength for the struggles you go through. Go against the grain can make you insane, but your path will lead to a higher spiritual plane. Keep on going and don't ever stop. It's a constant climb to get to the top. The most difficult climbs lead to the best view. Keep climbing no matter whatever you go through. We all have qualities that others desire, so they will hate instead of admire. It's just a small part of this world that we live in. The past sometimes can be very dark and so unforgiving. It's kind of like a battle that you just can't seem to win. But stay true to yourself and don't ever give in. Only a few can appreciate the qualities that you possess, because somehow they feel that they are less. In order to succeed, you must bleed and learn to read between the lines and recognize all the signs. Others will never appreciate the strength that you possess, because their eyes are blinded by all your success. Always keep fighting and don't fear the unknown. Keep walking your path even if you're alone. All of your life others have seen you estranged, but now that you're older, that all seems to change. Walk your own path and do not stray. Your faith will guide your soul and show you the way. The path alone is the hardest path to walk. Don't be intimidated by what others talk. It may be tough at times, walking out alone, but let the light coming from your soul guide you back home. And as for all you warriors out there, you know what, man? You live your life. You don't care what people think. You don't care what people say. And I just want to say, again, I'm on YouTube. My video, it's called, what's the name of my, The Lake of Knowledge and Wisdom. It's on YouTube and Facebook. Check it out when you get a chance. Every Saturday, coming to you live or in quarantine, lockdown, Orlando, Florida. We're getting hit pretty hard down here. Well, down here in Florida, if you listen to the news, you probably heard our rates keep spiking up. But you know what? There's just more time. This is 1 hour spiritual spoken word. You can get out of all that craziness, get out of all that, all the injustice in the world. Just get away from everything. You know, there's so much negativity. It's hard to find positive things. And once you find one, you just got to grab onto it and just hold on to it. And you know what? This is a positive 1 hour. Sometimes I have people call the show. Today it was a kind of like a last minute. I was kind of preparing, so I was in a rush. I saw somebody called, but call back earlier, and I'll give you the number, and I'll try and get you on next week if you're listening. Thank you, everybody, for all your support. I really appreciate it. Again, Spiritually Reincarnated. I have the book out. It's on eBay. That's one of my books. And then my other one, I haven't had that. I got a couple of books I actually have written. I need to talk to my publisher about maybe getting some of them out. I got a novel that I plan to do a screenplay too. So I got a lot of projects. I got an album, The Heart of a God. Go check out my album, guys, The Heart of a God, all digital outlets. I have The Love Game, Through the Eyes of God, The Love Game, and Ballerina Dancer. Those three tracks are hot. They're out now. You can go check them out. They got music to them. I got professional music done to them and everything. So go check them out. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I know you're in lockdown. Things, the world's not what it used to be. Things are different now, but we shall get through this together. We all must unite, and it's all about love, not hate. And I'm not going to spread hate because there's plenty of people doing that out there. I'm not saying who, but I'm just saying there's plenty of people, and I will not make this show a political one because this is about spoken word, not politics. With that being said, I want to take us out. This is the last poem here. This is called A Sparkle from Her Soul. This is my favorite track on my album, The Heart of a God, because this one has a really good jazz music. And hold on, let me just. And it has, this is my favorite track on the album. This is the acapella. I'm doing it for you live right now. Thank you for tuning in. This goes out to all you single ladies out there. This poem is a love poem. It's called A Sparkle from Her Soul. I saw the sparkle from her soul glistening from behind her beautiful eyes. It's that surprise that lies behind the blue sky, beyond the clouds where the past dies. The passion coming from her body is like fuel from her heart, slowly igniting my sensual spark. Her love holds together my heart, and her soul is the light that guides me through the dark. The power of her touch and softness of her skin. But what blows me away is her beauty from within. Her love is like lightning, and her voice is a thunder, because she pulls me under her spell. Her love freed my heart from its own living hell. I romance her like a stone. Her love has blown me away. She is my sun, lighting up my day, from her soul shining so bright. And through her body, I could see God's light, the softness of her body so wet and tight. Our lips locked together inside the cold, dark night. Been hurt so many times that my emotions are numb. And every time my heart gets broken, I feel so dumb. The beauty that she possesses goes beyond her beautiful dresses. She looks like an angel, a beautiful goddess. Her love made my life an emotional mess, but with her around, I feel so blessed. And when it comes to being a friend, she is the best. The sparkle from her, like a star shining in the night. When she puts her arms around my body, everything will be all right. I want her to hold me tight and go to sleep next to her every single night. Describing her beauty, I honestly don't know where to begin. When she walks in the room, it takes away the oxygen. Every time I look at her body, I sin. But life is a battle where sometimes temptations win. Two souls united by a common bond, and the memories of their love will always live on. Even when our souls are gone, the love that was created still remains strong. The energy from our love, so pure and divine, withstanding the elements of past and time. The sparkle from a soul when I look into her eyes. The passion and lust is just all a disguise. The sparkle from her soul, shining so bright. Her love is the star, brighten up my life. My name is Gilbert Sines. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
To anywhere I flow, sometimes I believe at times I'm wishing on. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go, to anywhere I flow, sometimes I believe at times I'm wishing on. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.